lot of things to do. But I felt during that last song, God really pressing, saying, "Don't hold back. If you got things that need to be done between you and God, do them today. Amen. Don't hold back. We can get in a hurry. We want to celebrate Mothers today. We want to have a great time in the house of God. But we do not want to forsake the fact if God's dealing with your heart. Don't think we're trying to get to something else. That would be the most important thing. That's the preeminent thing today. But I want to preach a message that my wife kind of dropped on me. So we don't believe in women pastors here. I didn't mean to offend you, but we don't. But she kind of dropped this one on me. It was like, "Hey, think about this message." And I'm like, "All right." So I kind of worked it out. So Joshua chapter 2, verse 18. We're talking about a woman who had a past but didn't stay living in it. A woman who had a past but didn't stay living in it. All right, let's take that other part out. A person with a past who didn't stay living in it. Is that okay? Is that all right with everybody here? All right. Joshua chapter 2 and verse 18, "Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou did let us down by, and thou shalt bring the father and thy mother and thy brethren and all the father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever," this is Joshua chapter 2 and verse 18, "and it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of the house into the street, the blood shall be upon the head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on the head, on our head. And if any hand be upon him, if thou utter this our business, then we will be quiet of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear." And she said, "According unto your words, so be it." And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. I hope y'all know that we're talking about Rahab this morning. Rahab, everywhere in the Bible, she is known as the harlot Rahab. She lived in the walls of Jericho. Period in time, as the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, were coming through the wilderness and through the 40 years of going round and round through the wilderness, then they ended up going into the promised land, and Jericho is the first place they have to encounter before they go in the promised land, and God sends some spies into Jericho. I love this story because it's like something that God didn't have to do, but he done it anyway. God is omnipresent and omnipowerful. Amen. That means he can be everywhere and see everything and do everything without anybody's permission. He didn't need a spy to go into Jericho and to see what the walls were like and to see what the armor was like and to see what the enemy was like. He sent them in there because there was a woman in there who was starting to begin her faith journey, who had turned her heart towards God and was beginning to turn to God before she was going to turn to anything else. She was trusting in God already, but he needed to send somebody to rescue her. There's a part of the story that I love, and it's very overlooked, that they hit when the spies came into the city, she hid them in her home. Amen? And it said she hid them on the roof in the flax. What this flax was a breaking down of material that would end up making sheets. I don't know if you know anything about this, but I was kind of studying that in this week, and I was kind of figuring out, man, why would they even care if she was making sheets on the top of her house? And then I got to begin to remember that the greatest sheet makers of this time was Egypt. If you don't know it, Egypt's still renowned for the sheets that they make. Amen? So guess what? When God judged the country of Egypt, all the sheets had went down. All the things had went down to nothing. So guess what? They had started making these on the roof, and these spies were still benefiting from the things that God had done down in Egypt here in Jericho. That's just something I threw in for extra. But then all of a sudden, right at the end, she said, "I have become, I'm trusting in a God that I know is stronger than what I've done and stronger than my past and stronger than the walls that I set in. She said, I just want to trust God more than I want to trust in what I'm living in. And then they said, I want you to put this scarlet rope on the outside of the walls of your house, and anybody who resides in there will be saved. Man, if you don't know this, that's a type and shadow of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's a very vivid picture that God put in the Old Testament. That scarlet cord hanging out that window was just a promise to her that if she had faith in God, that the promise would withstand. I love that so much this morning. I took the word scarlet and I shortened it down to the word red. All right? And this is beneficial to everybody in here because it's the same thing you're going through this morning. It's the same thing that you have offered for you this morning. The first word is red, or out of red is the letter R, and I put down she got redeemed by a promise. There's a couple of things that God can't do in the Bible is he can't sin and he can't lie. Amen. God offered up a promise to a lady who had never seen God, never experienced God, never felt God, never believed in God, never trusted in God, and had a terrible, terrible past, had a terrible, terrible present. And she was sitting there in that terrible present with that terrible past, but she started trusting and believing in God so that God sent somebody. When you start believing in God and you start wanting to trust in God, God will send somebody. Amen. God will send somebody to tell you the truth about Jesus. Amen. He will send somebody to tell you that there is a promise that remains for you. There is a promise for you. This is the promise of the Bible. If you believe with all your heart and confess with your mouth that he is Lord, you shall be saved. Amen. That's what she did. She simply believed that God was, and all of a sudden they said, here's what's going to happen. This cord that you let us out by, if you'll put this cord on your window seal, and anybody that resides in that house, you and them will be saved. Man, I love that story. And if you go on and study that out, she had a house full of people. Amen. It wasn't just Rahab that got saved. She saved her whole family. But you know what she did? She said, hey, the Lord's coming. Get in. Amen. That's about the best thing you can preach right there. Hey, the Lord's coming. Get in. Get into faith. The Lord's coming. Jump on into our faith. Amen. If you want to get saved, get up under the blood. If you want to be saved, when he comes, you better trust him. Do y'all ever notice that little message right there? That's probably one of the most narrow messages there ever has been. I can't stand these things being here. I can't run all over them because they're so pretty. But that's the most narrow message there is, isn't it? Okay, everybody in Jericho, if you get in one room, in one window, where God said to be, you shall be saved. But was it true? Was it true? Guess what? We got the same message today. We got one door, one way to heaven, and that's Jesus. That's all we're telling people. Get up under the blood of Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, believe that he's God, and get where you're supposed to be. Saved, born again, a believer of Jesus Christ. It's not complicated. We make it complicated. The most complicated thing about church is actual church. The real good thing about it is it's so simple, a child could do it. Matter of fact, it's pretty evident right here in front of us. We got all these gifts. If I told some of you, hey, just come up here and grab a gift and take it, you know what? That's as simple as salvation is. There is a gift that waits for you, and all you have to do is come, open it up, and take it. Some of y'all are not saved just because you won't come get the gift. You've heard about it several times. God's dealt with your heart, and all you need to do is come and open it up. Guess what? Rahab did it. She's sitting there in the place that she was raised, in the mindset she was raised. Not a whole lot's changed. All she said was, I believe. I believe. The spies went out the window, and you know what she did? She just hung that cord out there and left it there. She just left. Man, ain't that simple. Man, guys, I hate to tell you this. We make this stuff out to be so hard. Just get Jesus on you. Hey, man, if you go back to the very first time the blood was mentioned when it comes to Passover, he just said, put the blood on the doorpost. When you stand before God in judgment, he's not going to look for all the things you did or didn't do. He's just looking for the blood. He's just looking for the blood of Jesus. He's going to say, where's the blood of my son at? I'm looking for it. Blood talks. God hears the blood of Jesus. Do you know that? God can hear blood. If you go back in the Old Testament and read, the blood cried out. When Cain slew Abel, the blood cried out. Boy, I don't know about you. That kind of gets me excited. You ain't got to do a no talking whatsoever when you stand before Jesus about what you did or didn't do, how you believed or didn't believe. If you were a Baptist, Church of God, non-denomination, denomination, method, or whatever you were, all you have to sit there and the blood will talk for you. Man, amen me every once in a while. Act like you've been to church two times in your life. Praise God. I'm so glad that I don't have to do anything when I'm standing before God. I had a lot to explain to people, but praise God, I'm going to let the blood talk for me. When the walls of Jericho came down, Rahab didn't have to say a thing. Promise. 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 There's a promise right there, and they're under the promise. Because she had faith, she took the next letter and read his escape. She escaped the damnation. She escaped the punishment. Hey man, ain't that something? Is there anybody in here that got to escape the punishment? Whew, I deserved a punishment. I deserved hell. I deserved a lot worse than I've got. My life has been messed up. I mean, tore up from the ground up. I have been a mess in my life, and God found me, rescued me, saved me, and praise God. All I got, only thing I did is I just believed the message. I just believed the message. I was just dumb enough to say, you know what? That's better than the life I'm living. That's better. I am dealing with the repercussions of my sin, my mental health, my emotional health, my lifestyle. All I had to do was say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe that promise. You know what she did? Her actions spoke louder than her words. She began to hide the spies. Then she kept them in the room. Then she sent them out. Then she hung out the cord. Hey, are your actions and your words marrying up? Because some of y'all are talking about being a believer, but your actions and your words never are in agreement. Amen? If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you'll have some actions that go along with your words. People will start accusing you of being a believer. Some people get mad at me and say, you're just one of those holy rollers. That's not a put down to me, my friend. That's kind of a badge of honor. Amen. When I start thinking about things, I start thinking about my grandmother. I know two or three preachers. My great-grandmother, who used to pray, they lived in a section house. I'm going to say that my daddy would always say section house. I don't have a clue what that is. All I know is they said something like this: you could take a cat and throw it through both sides of the house. I don't know what that means either. Some of you do, apparently. Let me boil it down the way they would say it. We were poor. We were poor. We were so poor. But you know what my great-grandmother would do? She would stand out in that old section house and roll the windows up because they didn't have any fans or air conditioning. Roll up over the windows in the summertime, and they said they could hear her praying for miles and miles and miles away. And guess what? I had two preachers. One of them was a Plumley and the other one was a Shelton. Said when they would come down through there and they would hear her praying and going on about the Lord, that they would walk a mile around that house to get home, because they said if she caught you going by, she would grab you and pray over you until she got tired. And she said she never got tired. So you got preachers sneaking around, not wanting to get caught by the praying lady. They weren't preachers at the time, but she prayed so powerfully that I believe it changed some lives. I believe women praying, I believe grandmothers praying, I believe mothers praying changes lives. When you ain't got nothing else, if you got a praying mama, you're in trouble. If you're sneaking in the window, coming in late, pulling in late, doing things wrong, and you got a praying mama, if you hear her calling on the Lord, I hate to tell you this, God's already unleashed every prayer hound in heaven, and they're on your trail, and you might as well give up now, because they will get you, amen? They will get you. They will find you. She escaped the judgment by faith. She just believed God and done it. It's not complicated stuff. It's just hard. Can I go ahead and preach this just a little bit deeper than it needs to be? All of a sudden, when she run that cord out, watch this right here. Doodle, when she run that cord out right there, when all of her other neighbors, I mean, she had one of them, she had a penthouse spot. She had a rooftop mansion. She was sitting on the cornerstone of Jericho. And all of a sudden, she had an opportunity to get along with God, and God told her to keep a promise. And guess what? I'm being honest with you. This will change your life. She run that cord out that window, and every one of her neighbors went, "What is that? God said to put it out. I'm going to put it out." Well, I notice you ain't done the same stuff you were doing after them spies left. You ain't acting like the harlot you were. Things have changed. Your vocabulary has changed. You're talking about faith. You're talking about promises. You're talking about get in or get lost or go under. You're talking to your family. You're getting in. Could you imagine what it would take for the worst person in your family to lead everybody to their house to be saved? Could you imagine how she had to explain it? "Rahab, you're just a harlot." "I don't care what I was or who I was. I just know if God's coming by here and he's looking for everybody that's in here, it's got to be under that blood, so you better get in here. If you don't get out here, I can't promise you anything, but I'll tell you this, you ain't going to make it through." Man, praise God, y'all need to get this. All we need to do is tell people, praise God, come to Jesus. Run your cord out, and when they're making fun of you, witness to them. Have some peace. Have some joy. That wouldn't hurt none of you too much. Just smile. Hey, man, smile every once in a while. When somebody comes by, don't bash them over. Don't criticize them and complain. How about tell them some good news? God, I'm preaching to myself more than I'm preaching to y'all. Somebody come by, "How's the church? How are you? How's that?" "Oh, we run the list of things." Why don't we say, "Man, God is a..." Did y'all know Wednesday night we had a miraculous salvation right here in this building? To the point I was jealous. That young man wept in here, in the vestibule, in the parking lot, and was calling out to God. And I'm sitting there going, "My gosh, I want that." I'm as saved as I can be, but every once in a while, praise God, I want to feel that, don't you? Remember when you used to get baptized in your own tears? Remember when you used to just let God have his way with you? Some of y'all need to do that. Y'all been going to church for 2 decades and nobody ever seen you break before God. You keep coming to the house of God and you stay strong and you stay with back bend. People come and break before God and you're going, "What's wrong with them?" I got another question. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Man, she escaped the judgment. And guess what else on that word read? That last one is direction. Is there anybody in here glad that God gave you another direction? No, I mean somebody in here really. Or is there anybody in here that got a different direction? Where you was headed and where you was going now is two different places. Goodness gracious. Yeah, I wish y'all didn't see me. Man, y'all see a suit and a smile and some glasses. Praise God. I was a mess. 99.9% of my high school graduating class would definitely say he is most likely not going to be a preacher. Fact. That is a fact. Some of y'all are laughing and smiling. I hear you. Some of y'all, most likely not to be a church member. Woo! But I want to tell you this, praise God. When he got a hold of me, he changed my direction. Has he changed your direction yet? Because he can redeem you with a promise, and by faith you can escape damnation. Some of y'all are sitting here as saved as you can be, but let me give you this last one. Your direction change. When your life starts having purpose, when your life starts changing other people's lives, when your life starts producing life and eternal life in everybody else, when everybody stops calling you by what you used to be and what you used to do, and they start calling you that godly mother, that godly father, that man of God, that woman of God, that person that knows Jesus, and after a while people forget that you were even lost. Rahab, guess what she is? She's the great, great grandmother of King David. She's the great, 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 great grandmother of Jesus. She had a boy named Boaz. She had a husband named Salmon. Man, I want to meet Salmon. When I get to heaven, I'm going to meet Salmon. Salmon's a lot like Jesus. Amen? I ain't going to brag on dads too much today, but Salmon's, he's an MVP. Salmon came by the walls of Jericho when the walls of Jericho fell down, and there stood Rahab, who was a harlot in the city. And all of a sudden he looked at her and he said, "Woo! If one woman made it out of Jericho, I'm glad it was her." Oh, come on. Some of you, man, y'all been in church, but you know what? You had to come up with some corny pickup line to get the wife you got now. Amen? Some of y'all sitting here like, "I'd never." I'd like to hear some of your corny pickup lines. Some of y'all live in the state of Tennessee, and you'll be like, "You're the only 10 I see." Right? Right? Well, praise God. Oh, Salomon's looking when the walls fell down, and he's sitting there looking at her, and he goes, "My God." He walks up to her and he goes, "Hey, what are you doing for the next, 50, 60 years? We're heading to the promised land. If you want to get on, me and my family's going to have a place." She was looking at him, "So you don't know who you're dealing with. I got a past." Well, looks like it all fell apart. And the best I could tell you, the only one here that was under the blood. You had trust in God. You want to go with me? Well, we're going. I bet when the walls fell down, I bet her first thought was, "What am I going to do now?" God said, "What are you going to do now? I've got a whole direction for you. I've got a husband for you. I've got a life for you. I got a place for you. I got things for you that you don't even know about. Praise God, I'm about to change your whole life. But praise God, you ain't going to do it all by yourself. You ain't going to have to put it together. I've already put it together." All of a sudden, she walked out there with a husband. "Got me a husband." Have you ever had, ever got a husband, didn't think he was going to get a husband? Sorry. Come. I don't get in trouble with no mothers today. She got her husband. And next thing you know, she started to have a child. And then she became a mama. Rahab became a mama. Rahab's sitting there rocking Boaz. I could imagine Salmon leaving, going to the fields, all the fields that Boaz is going to inherit. "See, Mama, take care of that baby." "Oh, I'm going to take care of Boaz. Don't you worry." Hey, man, this is a promise of God. I never thought I was going to be a mama. I never thought I was going to be a wife. I never thought I was going to be this. Come on, is there anybody in here? Man, at one time sin had you so tore up, you didn't think you was going to be anything good. I know I was. All of a sudden, praise God, she starts rocking. She said, "Boaz, listen. Your daddy's a lot like what God's supposed to be like. He loves us when nobody else loves us. He sees the good in us when nobody else can see the good. But I want to tell you something else. Your mama's got some qualities that God likes too. When she hears a good thing, she ain't going to turn it down. When she hears the promises of God, she's going to stay with it. Listen, God come and got me and rescued me when I was in a dark place in my life. I don't live there anymore, but praise God, I remember where I was at in Jericho when he found me. When the walls fell down, I remember who I was and I remember what I was doing. And praise God, I'm so glad you came by and rescued me. But listen, Boaz, if you ever get the chance to rescue anybody, do it. If you ever get the chance to rescue somebody, especially if they ain't got a good name. And especially if they got a bad past. Because you might just be rescuing somebody who could be the mother of a king. And Boaz would go, "Mom, I'm going to do better than you. I'm going to marry somebody who's going to help bring forth the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." Amen? Ain't it cool how God can take your... redeem you by your faith and a promise, by your actions and your words, escape hell and all the judgment of God, then by the end of your life, totally change the direction of who you are and who what you're about. Man, sometimes I'm still doing this number right here. Somebody will call me a preacher, a pastor, a man of God, or something like that, and I still have to almost catch my neck from snapping back trying to find somebody else who don't stand there. It's me, and it's hard to explain that God's done this in our lives. Ain't that amazing? I hope God, let's pray real quick and we'll get out of that part of the message. Golly, if God deals with your heart today, do not leave these premises without dealing with God. But we're about to move on to the next thing. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we stand here before you and we pray and we praise you for this message. Lord, I pray that you redeem somebody. Keep them from the judgment that you have for this world. And Lord, change the direction of some men and women in this room, that let them be godly women, godly men, godly people for you that follow and chase after you and your purposes. And by the end of this thing, they'll say they were Christians and believers in Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, come on up here. All right, I need runners. I need a few runners down here on the front. Man, this is already awesome because, see, women's gifts on Mother's Day are different than men's gifts on Father's Day. You know why? They're all wrapped and in baskets, and they look pretty. All right, see what we're going to do. We need some runners. Peyton, you're going to be a runner. You two over there, you're going to be runners. Come on. All right. All right, you going to read it? You going to say them? Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. Hey, pick a gift up. Pick a gift. Everybody pick a gift up. All right. No, just one at a time. All right, Bell's first. Who's this person?
Janice Welch.
Take that to Janice Welch. All right, take it to Janice Welch. Take it. Hey, let them little ones run. Here. Yeah. All right, this one's Eli's gift. All right, what we got? Give me a name.
Say Kay Reed.
Kay Reed. If you see her, run to her. All right, next gift, Peyton's gift.
Heather Ryan.
Heather Ryan. You see Heather Ryan run to her, Peyton? All right, who's got the next gift? All right, Braxton's got it. Braxton's got somebody beating on you.
Paige Bullard.
Paige Bullard. All right, here we go. Paige Bullard. Just lift it. Take off. Next gift.
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth. Lift your hand, Mary Beth. He'll run to you. Fast and furious. Jesse. Say it again. Say that last
Judy
one.
Neighbors.
Judy Neighbors. I know we're going fast, but it's hot. Somebody turn the air down.
Debbie Burton.
Brady. Where's Debbie Burton at? Where's she at? Is she a nurse or something?
Probably.
We're slowing it down just a tad bit. Yeah. Okay. Belle?
Sammy Joe Schofield.
Sammy Joe. All right. Next gift right here. Carol Hickman. Next gift right here. Lift it up.
Nancy Chambers.
Oh, we had two Carol Hickmans. Hey, take that gift right there to her. Hey, you know what we're doing? Slow down. Slow down. We know we ain't done. We don't even know what's in the bags. We got
another one.
You know who that's going to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Open that bag up. We just started halfway through. Hey, this is our first venture down this path. What is it? It's a glass set. Soap dish. You ever seen anything like that? All right, who is it?
Sarah Roberts.
Where you at, Sarah? She's over across the street. Okay, throw it right there next to Scott. All right, what do we got? Open up.
Emmy.
Oh, well, we want to see the gift. Well, who had the gift? Take that to Nancy. Okay. All right. That one's going to Nancy Chambers. Peyton, hold that sign up. Who's it going to? Emmy Brennan. All right. All right. Let's see that gift right there. All right. We got another candle, and it's going to?
Haley Emerson.
It's right back there in the back. We got a beautiful pink cup, and it's going to? Diane Carroll?
Yeah.
Diane Card.
Yeah.
Her hand's writing so neat, we can't read it. This sign right here is going to?
Carrie Krause.
Carrie Krause, all right. This flower right here Braxton's holding is going to?
Lisa Lack.
Lack.
Flowers.
All right, we got a flower that's going to?
Nancy Ferris.
Right back there in the front of them. What is it?
Honey.
Oh. Jesse, what we got in there?
It's a candle.
It's a promise. April Napolitano. Did I get that last name right or even close? If I didn't get it right, I don't want credit. What is it? Earrings.
Marcita Lockhart.
All All right, next gift, what's that? Oh, cookies. Half. Do we have a third Carolyn Hickman in here? That's the third one we pulled. Did all the Carolyn Hickmans get a car? Did get something? All right. Did you get something? You got something? Is there anybody else in here pulling a charade off that you're Carol Hickman? All right. Who's got? Who's this?
Sharon
Welch. Sharon Welch. You got those cookies right there. Go. What do we got, Braxton? It's a hair straightener.
Dana Gardner.
What? A mug? Book and a mug. Mandy Hankins, where you at? All right, put it next to somebody else's that's across the street.
Sarah's.
All right. What do we got? Flower.
Jody Massengale.
All right, what we got here? We got the cross. Beautiful. All right, what we got?
Erica Stepp.
Erica Stepp, where you at? Back here in the back corner. Run. Only time you can run in church and get away with it. All right, well, yes. Who's getting the cactus? We're throwing it to you.
April Docs,
throw the candle to April. Cactus. It's the old cactus catch. What's this? It's a what? Oh, it's a ball. Whose is it?
Kiri.
It's a surprise. Flowers and earrings. Jamie Connell, right there. All right. What do we got? All right. Braxton's got a book, Daily Devotional.
Melissa
Shelton.
Yeah,
who's that? All right. What do we got here? Well tape dispenser.
Tina Ledford.
Don't use all that tape today, all right? What do we got? What we got right here?
Sign.
Beautiful sign.
Ashley Williams.
Oh, a kitty cat.
Rebecca
Scoggins gets the kitty cat, of course. What you got? Candles.
Sherry Krupp.
I see her back there. What got?
Tissue jar.
Susie Burgess. All right, what we got? We got soap and a candle.
Peggy Smith.
There's Miss Peggy. You'll find her.
Candle.
Sonia Dixon. Man, y'all brought the gifts, man. This is crazy town. Earrings.
Carla Mooney.
Walmart gift card. It's prime.
Betsy Welch.
Right back there in the corner. What's that? Bracelets, I guess. Jan Turner. Picture frame, I guess.
Leah Hughes.
All right. Blessing jar. Mason jar.
Joyce Bradley.
Where we at? Right there. I knew we were close. What we got? Mug.
Dinah Chris.
Earrings.
Carmen Tolley.
Candle.
Sabrina Janot.
Bath towels of some sort. Or decorative towels. Nina Krishner, back there. All right. All right, we've got a silver box with a rose on it.
More bracelets.
Kaylin Hughes. Run, Peyton, run. What is it?
Coasters.
Roller coasters. All right, we got another glass set.
Jamie Cannon.
What we got? Subway gift card.
Leslie
Smith, you better put that in your pocket. Somebody will take it from you. Oh, we got three more gifts. What are we going to do?
We have one more name.
Okay, what's all right? Howdy Young. We'll give another gift away to one of these Carol Hickmans here.
That one goes to Howdy.
That goes to Howdy Young. Is there anybody in here that didn't get a gift? Who?
Mom.
Take your one. Yeah. All right, raise your hand if you didn't get a gift. Start running people gifts. Hey, give all them gifts away. Go. If you see a hand up, get that hand back up. Oh, there you go. All right. Is this one? Hey, we still got a, hey, right here. Go right there, right there. Jamie, right here. Right behind Mr. Otis. Give that to Otis and his wife. Anybody else? All right, good, good. This, I got this. Yeah. All right, we got one more set of gifts to give away. What we're going to do this year, let me see, make sure. We're going to do the youngest mother first. This is always kind of, Sharon, stop, Sharon. All right, youngest mother. We're going to shoot, let's start here. Anybody 18 or under that's a mom? All right, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Hey, all right. What you're going to get? Hey, stand up and share your business, Ashley, what you do, what these are. And she's getting that gift card to get a shirt or two from Ashley. And there you go. Those are examples of their business, I guess. All right. Mother with the most children present. 10. 9. 8. Okay, we got to be getting in territory right here. 7. 6. Okay, I think we're going to have a big tie right here. 5. Most kids present. 4. Oh, we got a tie. What are we going to do with a tie? Huh? No. We're going to make them fight for it. Just kidding. All right. Okay, yeah, give me one of those. 3? All right, who out of y'all have got the most kids, period? Okay. Huh? Yeah. He makes 6, actually, 6. You got 7? Okay, she's going to win. All right. When you got 7 kids, you're winning something. All right. Sammy Joe, please stand up and explain what she's getting in this bag, please. All right, now we're going to go to oldest mother. I shouldn't say it that way. The most experienced mother. Whew, I don't even know where to start here. 95 or older. Okay. 94, 93, 92, 91. I know. 90, 89, 88, 87. 86, 85, 84, 83. Ah, Nancy Ferris. What you got here is you've got a gift. Hey, let's all stand and give her a round of applause. This came from the Hughes Farms. Kiri, would you explain what this is, please? Anything you want to get at the Hughes Market, up to $40. Awesome, thank you, awesome. All right, y'all may be seated. All right, right at the end of this service, as we go out, every mother, every woman, please grab. You're going to have your choice of cupcakes, and there's some other sweets out there. There are also some sugar-free, and there's some gluten-free as well out there. So if you're not in that situation, please save some for the folks that are. All right? So, man, good, awesome Mother's Day service. What we're going to do is we're going to take up our widow's offering real quick. This is going to funding the widow's ministry, and after we do that, we're going to dismiss. So if you can, give me a couple ushers. Can I get a musical person? Scott.